Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's what I'm talking about, a little two live crew to get the party started and started quickly.
I like it.
I like it too. Nice job, Tyler. I don't know if you guys saw this last night, but I happened to have Twitter open while I was watching the Stros game. And when you see the name Chuck Knoblauch, you kind of go, hey, I mean, guy's a, what, three or four time World Series champion. Won a couple gold gloves before he forgot how to throw. Born and raised in Houston. I think he went to Bel Air High School.
Bel Air, went to A&M.
Yeah. So his dad was the legendary coach at Bel Air. So out of the blue, and of course, because you know I'm a fan of the Blummer, and because I love what Jeff Blum does to kind of spice up Astros games, I'm sitting there and I'm watching Twitter, and the first tweet that I see from Chuck Knoblauch is sent to Root Sports, and essentially it says, and it's talking about Jeff Blum. And by the way, and it's confirmed, during the year, Astros broadcasters on television actually have to take time off. That's part of the deal. So when we said that Todd Callis missed some games earlier on the seven-game road trip, it's because they want them to take time off. So Jeff Blum, after the final home game of the homestand against the Yankees, is off until All-Star break. He also getting some time off and said he was going to take some vacation time. He's going to hang with the family. And he was just going to enjoy, you know, some downtime away from baseball before he got back to it. Well, Knoblauch evidently didn't get the memo and evidently can't distinguish between Blummer and Mike Stanton. So he sends a tweet to at Root Sports Southwest. Now, I say Root Sports Southwest because he got it right the first time. He says, "You guys are the dumbest MFers ever. Blum, you should be ashamed of yourself. Effing stupid." Doesn't elaborate on what he's talking about.
But he also misspelled ashamed.
Did he?
He did.
Yep. It's like ashamed.
Yeah. Ashamed. You guys should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Effing stupid. To which he gets absolutely annihilated by Astros fans who are calling him out and also pointing out, oh, by the way, it's not Jeff Blum. It happens to be Mike Stanton. So instead of licking your wounds, going on with your day, he decides to take another shot at it, this time aiming at Stanton. The only problem is he sent it to Root Sports Northwest, and he sent it to the wrong Stanton on Twitter.
I tagged the wrong Root Sports.
Yeah. And by the way, the right Mike Stanton, who's doing the game, he just happens to have won three World Series titles with Chuck Knoblauch as a member of the Yankees in 4 years and a former teammate. He called Stanton a fairy, amongst other things, and basically went off on him as well. And it left me scratching my head like, what the hell did he say? Go ahead.
Well, on Reddit, somebody linked a cron.com article and basically just laid out. So you saw that?
Yeah. So essentially in the cron, what it says is, you know how they do the Stro poll every night and they ask a relevant question. Right. They said, who could you compare young Carlos Correa in his career and who does he closely mirror? Derek Jeter was one of the choices. Cal Ripken Jr., one of the choices. Young A-Rod, when he was a member of the Mariners, one of the choices. And immediately, that's what came to my mind. I was like, when A-Rod was actually a shortstop, before the steroids and all the other crap, that's what I would compare Correa to, right? So when they get to the answer part of it, which is like the eighth inning, that's what the leading votes were, that he compares favorably to one young Alex Rodriguez. Well, that's all that they could possibly fathom was what was being what the comparison was when they went back and looked at it. So after he took a shot at Blummer and realized it wasn't Blum, then he took a shot at Stanton and got the wrong Stanton as well as got the wrong Root Sports. The people at the Cron went and tried to find out what was actually said. So when they announced that it was actually Alex Rodriguez. Stanton said, if Correa can come anywhere close to the numbers that A-Rod put up, and yes, there's questions about how A-Rod got there, but the numbers are the numbers, and they are spectacular, Stanton said. Rodriguez admitted to using steroids from 2001 to 2003. Knobloch might be sensitive to the issue because he was linked to performance-enhancing drugs during his 12-year big league career. That included a 2007 Mitchell report, which called Knobloch out for using human growth hormone. After his career was over, Knobloch admitted to using HGH, said it didn't help him on the field. Stanton also was mentioned in the Mitchell report, and as I mentioned, was also a Yankees teammate of Knobloch. But he also went on to talk about the fact that A-Rod was linked to this. Correa is not, but Correa has to, you know, get the numbers. But all good. But Astros fans were not responding favorably.
No.
They actually started having a field day with him because we all know he had troubles throwing to first base later in his career, too. Then he got dinged for some off-the-field issues, drinking and otherwise, where he was arrested. So they got back and forth. He actually was trying to defend himself and take shots at some of the fans, and then at the end of it just kind of mailed it in. But at least Barry, when Barry was drunk and doing the 999 challenge, came back the next day and said, look, if I offended anybody, I'm sorry, except for you, Steve, who can F off. But at least he was honest. You know, it was one of those nights. Knobloch not only has not said he was sorry, he's left the tweets up. Everybody can go see what an a-hole this guy is.
Just a loose cannon. Kind of. Does he remind you of, from a personality standpoint, does he remind you of like a Jose Canseco? Both of them have been tied to domestic violence issues. And a lot of these guys that have domestic, I'm not saying all, but a lot of these guys that have ties to
PEDs, yeah.
They tend to be loose cannons.
Yeah, that's true.
They tend to be like way too outspoken, you know what I mean?
High strung, short fuse.
Yeah.
So I sent it to Blummer, and I basically, first I retweeted the tweets, and I was just like, wow, just wow. Like, what? Where did that come from? And then I said, so maybe the drinks were cold, maybe they were spiked, maybe your temper got hot. What the hell? Blummer, I said, how in the world can you be on vacation and not even doing the broadcast and still be so insensitive? And he responded to me laughing and basically said, you know, I'm trying, he said, apparently my reach is further and more widespread than I thought. People were jumping all over that.
It sounds like a Blummer tweet. Cause that, you know, you would expect him to take more of a, I'm not saying he won't go at you, but you expect him to take more of a high road approach.
He's a little bit more diplomatic, it seems.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Well, especially, I mean, he kind of has to be being on TV.
Being the broadcaster and working for the show.
But he does, at least he takes it all with a grain of salt. He can laugh at himself and have some humor. And I said, Blummer, keep doing what you do, bro. Even when you aren't doing what you do, enjoy the well-deserved vacation. He said, thanks, I will, and I am. And the Astros fans were all over that, too. So Dustin, his sources, he actually sent 4 hours ago, you okay, bro? Like, are you feeling okay? And now Chuck's not responding anymore. But yet those tweets are still sitting there. It's like, dude, all it takes is one little backtrack on your timeline to realize you were, I hope you can blame it on alcohol, but you're a complete a-hole.
Yeah, maybe he just blacked out and totally forgot that he got on Twitter.
Yeah, that
which is
happened.
A possibility too. But and I think all he has to do is get on Twitter.
On, he sees, oh,
yeah, find how everybody is basically calling him out and putting up like articles about his bad throwing, everything. And they're putting his mug shots.
Somebody posted in the playoffs whenever somebody threw down to first, it hit the runner in the back, and then the ball went past him. But he's standing there like he was in the running lane. He didn't even go after the ball and scored a run, and I think they lost that game.
Yeah, that it doesn't surprise me, but like, stay in your lane, bro. I'm sorry to quote LeVar Ball because he's annoying as hell, but stay in your lane. I mean, I just, you know, and obviously you picked the wrong time. If this team had 100 losses, you probably wouldn't get the fan base so fired up.
More,
but right about now, it's probably 30 games over 500 after last night's win. Probably going to have some fans come to the defense of anybody with this team pretty darn quickly.
Yep,
and that's
yep.
what they were doing. I mean, it was some of these responses were all world. But yeah, I just Chuck Knobloch, probably stay in your lane, probably hopefully, you know, disappear into the background for a while and maybe not rear your head for a while.